Okay.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to our second to last Oscar Rewind series for the 2016 Oscars. I'm Anna.
I'm Joy.
I'm Crystal.
And today we're talking about Room. Now, we've talked about it a bit before, but let me paint you a picture. Crystal and I are hardcore watching all of, we watched all of the movies for this year. And we went to see this movie at a dine-in movie experience, but we did not eat. So all they had, all we had was the cloth napkin that they provided at the table. We had no idea what to expect from this movie. And I think if the movie had paused, you could have heard our hearts beating out of our chest at one part, and the tissue or the napkin, the cloth napkin, was filled with our snot. Filled with our snot and tears. It was an experience, much like The Revenant. It's a movie-going experience I think about often. And it was sad as hell. So here's what it's nominated for. It was nominated for Best Picture, Leading Actress for Brie Larson, Directing for Lenny Abraham, and Adapted Screenplay by Emma Donoghue, who also wrote the novel. Let's get into it.
So, as heavy as the subject is, I really do like this movie. I think it's heartbreaking and also heartwarming in equal measure. You know, you're going through a lot of it. You're feeling all the emotions, and it's dramatic. But then to see them come out of that and it's a bright future. It's a happy note that they leave on, and I think that's good. Because I feel like if this had been done by, I don't know, lesser directors, or maybe not by the author herself, it could have been really bad, because especially the abuse she endures in the beginning could have been way worse.
Right. And it's interesting to think of the actresses that were up for this against her. It was Shailene Woodley, Rooney Mara.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
And, there was one other I can't think of, but I think if it was Shailene Woodley, it would have been kind of a similar vibe.
Yeah.
But if it had been Rooney Mara, it would have been very different, I think. I
probably wouldn't have liked it as much, but whatever.
No.
I think
all of those, definitely Brie Larson was going to do the best job.
Yeah, for sure. I really like Lenny Abramson's his decision to shoot a lot of the things through Jack's point of view, because it's very much Jack's story, really. And I like that it's a story between a mother and a son who's kidnapped rather than a kidnapper and her cap, like her, a captive and her kidnapper, sorry. It's because the movie starts out with his voiceover. A lot of the angles are him, it's his POV, all that kinds of stuff. And even towards the end of the film, when she's off getting treatment, you know, and she's not even there, Jacob Tremblay is carrying this movie, you know, and I still to this day believe that he should have got an Oscar nomination, because he was great. He was phenomenal.
100%. He was the star of this movie.
Yes, agreed. I would argue that maybe Brie Larson was a supporting character, maybe, but, you know, it's fine. Whatever. I think,
yeah, if you were going to pick from the two, that's what I would go with.
I think, yeah, because, like I said, it's his movie. But I don't, because I know they're reluctant to give kids, like, best actor nominations or whatever. But I think, like, there's so many scenes where I'm like, what emotion is he pulling from? He's, like, 8. How does he know how to feel these things?
I think when it comes to nominating them, they have to think of, like, could a child on a Nickelodeon show do this? No, probably not. Because it's a completely different thing. They're not, you know, hamming it up for the camera or or like doing a Nickelodeon type show or Disney show. He's doing an actor's work.
He really is. Yeah,
he did it so well. there was that scene where he yells at her. Many scenes where he yells at her in the beginning. And he had a hard time doing it because he's like, I don't yell at at my elders. And so everyone had to like jump up and start screaming to like get him in the mood and to get him in the motion. And then they could go into it with him screaming at her. But he had such a hard time. He was like, but she's so nice.
After this movie, Anna and I were both like, this kid, we're fans of him forever.
We're like, adopting him.
I love this little boy. Whatever he does in his career, I'm in. Jacob Tremblay, you, please. I love this kid. Wow.
He's the reason we went to go see Good Boys.
Yeah, the only reason.
And I'm so glad we did.
I'm not that kind of person when it comes to those movies. Like, they're just not my thing. But I love that movie. And not just because of him, because it was actually really good. But yeah, he's great. Sorry.
Joy, how much...
Go ahead.
What are your initial thoughts? What was your reaction?
So I had already heard you guys talk about this movie for a couple of years now. So I kind of had, not a bad way, it's just like, it was always positive things. So I already had an idea about what it's about, but I didn't know fully to the extent of what was going to be shown, like content wise and stuff. And so I can appreciate that it's like a well done film. But I didn't like it. Like none of that was, I didn't feel like it was necessarily like, it's not like a film where you go to be entertained.
No.
It's just like a story that someone's telling. I think I already reviewed it on Letterboxd. But I was like, it's really well done acting. The movie feels a little, what do you call it? I don't know. I think it really has to do with like the point of view of Jack, that it's really kind of childish and like, it looks like it was done with a lot of care and intention behind the story and the content, but not necessarily the most like perfectionist or technical attention in the way things were shot and stuff like that. I think Crystal asked the other day, because like someone on Twitter was like, what's a really good movie that you don't ever want to see again? And I was like, this is it. I don't ever want to see this again. I was miserable the entire time. I had just gotten home from work, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna have dinner and watch this movie. Bad idea. I didn't finish dinner. I had to throw it away. One of the more unpleasant movie watching experiences, that's for sure. But I can tell that it's good. I think probably, what was it nominated in anything beyond acting? And then the director got nominated, right?
Adapted screenplay, but that's it.
Oh, okay. No director, not okay. Yeah, that's fair. Because nothing else was really, like, as strong as it. It was really just carried by, like, Jacob Tremblay and Brie Larson. Everything else was kind of there. I don't know. It's really hard for me to even review this as like as a film in general, just because I don't feel like that's something that you can do with this sort of movie. I don't know. It's really weird. And I just watched this yesterday, so I'm like, I went to bed like, oh no, this is gonna be really bad. Not a pleasant sleeping experience. It was just a lot, and I knew it was going to be a lot, so I tried to prepare for it, but it was still like way too much. And like even considering that, like, compared to every other TV show or movie that has similar themes or like similar storylines, they handled it super, super respectfully, where nothing was gratuitous. You didn't see anything that you didn't absolutely have to see. They told the story, since it was all from Jack's point of view, and because Ma was trying to protect him from whatever the old dude's name is, she sheltered him from a lot of the stuff that he did, obviously, with good reason. And so I think that's probably why they didn't show us much of anything, which I think is definitely the way to go whenever you're dealing with something like this, because it can get pretty... very triggering.
Right.
Yeah, I like there's that you no... said it was... Go ahead, sorry.
No.
I like that you said it was respectful. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It makes it, I guess maybe not for you, but it's easier to watch, I guess. You know.
Yeah, and I think that has to do with the screenplay, the fact that it was like the author's and so, yeah.
So I kind of see what you're saying. We just watched a lot of really technically amazing movies. We watched Mad Max, we watched The Martian and The Revenant, and all of them technically were beautifully done and something different we haven't seen before and really just great technical films. Whereas this is not a technical film. This could have been shot on an iPhone and it still would have been this like just as good. I think like a well done iPhone movie, not like a I can't hold my phone straight iPhone movie. But you know what I mean. So yeah. It is a little bit.
It's definitely like a very small indie film. It's very indie.
And it's interesting to talk about after we've talked about these three giant movies, where you're like, this was just a movie. There's nothing to critique or talk about. I agree, but also it's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's definitely a performances type of movie. It's an actor's movie for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a character piece.
Which I like.
Sure.
I do remember when we watched it in the theater, like when he's escaping and all that whole entire sequence. Like I was literally on the edge of my seat. Like I had to sit up. I was just like moving around. I couldn't be still. Like I oh my God.
I had to keep reminding myself to breathe. Cause I would like stop breathing and all I could hear was my heart. Like I could feel it like thumping out of my chest. And I'm like, take a breath. Okay.
I was like sitting on the couch, just like, I probably didn't breathe through that whole thing. And then afterwards I was like, I'm so glad that I watched it at home where I could pause it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to take a walk around the room. I'm going to grab some ice cream. I need to drink some water. Like I need something to calm me down because this is not doing it.
Yeah.
This time around, I thought it would be a great idea to drink some wine.
My God, Anna.
Which I think I held off until the end of the movie was over. Like I sobbed throughout the entire film. But then once the movie was over, then the alcohol hit me. I was like, hello. Because I was like, I feel like I was like holding everything so tightly watching this movie, like just sucking in and holding my breath. And as soon as it was done, the alcohol was flowing.
Another instance where I was like, Jacob Tremblay, the actor, is when he first sees like the sky for the first time. Again, how does he know how to like what is I want to ask him, like, what did you think about when you were shooting that scene? Like, what did you think about when you were looking at the sky?
Like, how did you prepare for that?
Right?
I'm sure it's the director and like, I want you to imagine that you're seeing Star Wars for the first time because he loves Star Wars, so like something to get him interested in it. Like you've never seen Star Wars before, what's your face like when you first see this? And he's like, wow. You know,
I think it'd be
that was like one of two shots where I was like, oh okay, that's like really good, when it like slow pans into his face. And then I love that their relationship was so much about touch that they always had to be holding on to each other. Because I mean, even it was a really small area that they were secluded in, but they were always, even once they were out, they were always like attached at the hip. Like he's being held by her. And there's a couple of times in the beginning of the movie where I think, where they're pretending that Jack's sick. And there's a zoom on Brie Larson's hands when she's like holding in and trying to getting him steady and like to calm down. And I was like, that's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah. Because she did. Because the idea of this movie and Brie Larson like being a mother figure to someone before watching this movie, I was like, I don't know how believable that is to me. But then actually seeing it, I was like, okay. There's the Oscar. There it is. Because I really, I didn't buy it beforehand. It's also like, it's, I don't know. Maybe just because to me, she seems really young. Not that they're similar in their acting at all. But it was kind of like Shailene Woodley being a mom in Big Little Lies. And I was like, you seem... Because, I mean, there's plenty of young people I know that are parents and they're great at it. Or it seems natural to them. But, like, I didn't know that it would come off the screen that way. But it did. And she did a really good job.
I think it's because in Hollywood, there's not a lot of young mothers portrayed. A lot of what we see in Hollywood is, you know, married women who had families after they were married.
Yeah.
So we don't, and then it's weird to see actors that we've seen as teenagers playing teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, but they can still pass for 17, 18, and now they're playing a mother, because there's that weird time period.
Yeah, and I think, I think it works just because, like, the situation that she was in.
Definitely.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And same thing, I just realized just now, that's also a similar situation than Shailene Woodley's character in Big Little Lies was in. So, I guess only with particular circumstances does it work. But, I mean, Brie Larson, like, fucking knocked it out of the park. And Shailene Woodley, I'm still like,
I still don't know about her.
I agree.
It's questionable.
Up in the air for me.
In the book, Joy actually had a baby before Jack.
Oh.
But it died shortly after being born. And during the birth, old Nick came in and helped and was there as a part of it. And so she held on to that and blamed him so much that when Jack came around, she didn't want him anywhere near him. So he never touched Jack as he was being birthed. He was never a part of Jack's, never saw him, never touched him until what we saw. And that's why she's so, like, protective.
Yeah.
For many reasons, I would imagine.
Yeah.
One of the many times that I broke down was when he says, sorry, I lost it. Oh, okay. Whenever Brie Larson is having that interview, I like that the movie kind of like forces us to look at her as like, did she make the right choice? It's an interesting layer of the movie. Like the reporter's like, well, did you ever think, like, what was your thought? But you know, the biological father. And I like that she says, you know, Jack's nobody's but mine. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I feel uncomfortable with her while she's answering. She doesn't know. Like, she did the best she could in that situation. And who's to say what you would do if you were in that situation? Like, it's tough.
It was really stupid fucking
question. Right?
Yeah. How dare you? A really ignorant question to be asking. Like, ma'am, I'm glad you're not in the situation because I don't know how you would handle it. Clearly, being as stupid as you are, like, and having zero empathy for someone who literally went through hell. And survived.
She was ripped from her life at 17 and had Jack when she was 19. Like she was still a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah, no, that was disgusting. I was like, ew. There's so many times, and I said ew mentally in my head for this movie. That was definitely one of the times, because that lady, first of all, she had no tact. She had no, like, journalistic integrity. Like,
I blame Maisie, like, not being able to accept Jack as, like, his grandson. He was just kind of like,
that was
couldn't even look at him, you know?
Disgusting. Yeah. Disgusting. William H. Macy, you are disgusting.
Yeah,
I don't even know what the damn name was. Who cares?
But another time that I cried was when he says, I'm ready to cut off my hair because she needs my strong more than me. Again. Wow.
That part kills me every time. But no, I think one of the first ones that made me break down rewatching was when she's trying to tell him about the real world. And he goes, I want a different story. And I was like, me too, kid.
Or the times that he's like, are we going to go back to your room? Like, are we going to go? He's like, because to him, that's home base. That's it, you know?
I wrote, I think it would be an interesting I kind of want like a short story or a short film of what Jack is like when he's his mom's age. Like, how is he dealing with what they went through? Because it happened when he was so young, and like the doctor said, he's still plastic. His brain is still moldable. They can, you know, these traumas shouldn't, or hopefully aren't going to be a long-term effect for him. But then he also has the knowledge of knowing, like, this happened to my mother. So I think that would just be, I'm interested in that story of how Jack is as an adult, as a young adult.
And how he thinks and about, like, how men treat women, you know?
Right.
Like his
development.
It's interesting because, like, towards the end, you see he's fairly, like, well-adjusted when it's just him and, like, his grandma and, like, Leo, and they're playing with the dog, and he's starting to do, like, very normal things, and he seems to be getting along just fine. And even when he's, like, playing with the other kid in the backyard, like, it doesn't seem like anything is... it doesn't seem like anything is hindering him. But I would like to think...
It's because he's a dog, Joy.
Huh?
No, it's because he said dog, Joy.
I think a package was just delivered and he heard it.
Would you buy it?
No.
I would like to think that since Brie Larson was willing to get help and got better and all of that, that she was willing to get, like, help for him and, like, put him in therapy and, like, keep having those doctor's visits and all of that.
I kind of could see in moments where she didn't think he would need it because she protected him from everything.
Yeah.
She was like, right. So obviously nothing happened to him. Mm-hmm. I think after her ordeal, her going away and getting the help she needed, that she would then see that he also would need help.
Also, her parents seem like they're ones who would. Her mom and her stepdad would be like, yeah, he needs to see someone, just even if to start out. Yeah, also, I feel like they would do that too.
Jack telling his grandmother he loved her. Murder. Oh,
this movie.
Literally every, like, just watching that, I was like, that's how I feel anytime any little kid tells me they love me. I'm just like, gonna pull up. I'm like, you love me? What?
You know, Joy, this is why Anna and I can't talk about this movie without crying, because, like, it's so much.
I'm so sad.
And Jacob Tremblay is just so fucking beautiful.
I love that little boy so much.
Crystal, do you remember after this movie came out that there was, like, some Twitter threads and Tumblr posts and all that shit saying how... they were interpreting the movie as Jack was actually a girl, and she was protecting Jack from old Nick because making him believe it was a boy.
Oh my god!
Oh, I do. I kind of remember that. Yeah. Wow.
And everyone from the movie came out and was like, "No, like, Jack is a boy. They just didn't have access to scissors because it's a weapon."
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
They're like, if you see in the scene where she's cutting the apple, it's a dull knife that she has to, like, push really hard on. And it doesn't have a tip.
And the tip is, like, cut off or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the way she handled herself, like, she was really smart about everything. She had, like, a plan in place for anything that could happen. And, I mean, she's a very... creative, intelligent person to have survived that the way she did.
And all of her, like, when she's telling him about, like, the world and how she's telling him all this so she can explain the plan and all this, and she can hear, like, the desperation in her chest, but also, like, she wants to be motherly to him at the same time. And it's just like she in her head just probably, like, she's losing it in her head, but she's like, I have to be calm for him because he needs to understand that, you know, this isn't it. There's more out there. This is just one room in a whole world, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think it clicked for me the first time I watched it why all of a sudden she was so gung-ho about it.
Oh.
But it's because he lost his job.
Yeah.
And soon he's not going to be able to provide for them. And Jack's going to starve. And then she's going to starve. And to prevent that from happening, she had to step up and be like, okay, now I really have to think of a way to get out.
Yeah.
I don't think she saw her,
and then with the power cut off, she saw her way out. She's like, this has to work because otherwise I don't know when I'm going to get another chance.
Right. I think I was too emotional the first time we saw this movie for me to catch on that. And I also didn't catch on the fact that she was still breastfeeding him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how I missed that, but I read that as I was doing my research and I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that was part of the movie. And then I'm watching it going, duh. Like, he's sitting there, like, eating, and I thought he was just, like, snuggled up to his mama.
And then, like, later on when they're in the grandparents' house, he's like, can I? And he, like, pulls her shirt, and she's like, right. No.
It's all gone.
Yeah. Again, doing what she has to do to survive.
It was smart of her. I mean, Jack got nutrition from it. Mm-hmm. It was a slight natural birth control. Yeah. And it helped their bond a lot. So it was smart.
I don't even know what I would do, and I'm not even going to think about it. But I think, like I said, she did the best that she could.
Definitely.
You know? So do y'all think that this movie... Okay, let's go to the nominations. So Best Picture, y'all think it should be there? Because I do.
I do.
Joy?
So I was thinking about this last night, and I don't... Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, okay, like, on Letterboxd, I didn't give it a rating because I'm like, I can't even rate this. Like,
yeah.
it's a film and it's a story, but I can't put a number on it.
That's fair.
It's so fucking traumatic. I'm still like, I'm not recovered fully yet. I'd probably say yes. I'd probably leave it in there.
Only for the performances.
Yeah,
agree. I don't feel strongly like either way, like yes or no. Honestly, I'm very neutral on where it should be. It's either like a question mark or just like it's in the middle. Like I don't know. Sure, why not?
What about Best Director, Lenny Abramson?
I think it's fine. I think that could be an easy swap for a director of color shooting a movie of color.
I know.
Ryan Coogler.
Also, I finally saw Creed. Ryan Coogler. Or F. Gary Gray for Straight Outta Compton. But I think I would replace... Oh, but I don't... Adam McKay, I don't want him here either. Whatever.
Anyway. But, for Adam McKay... For this one, I'm okay with. For the Big Short.
That's right.
But not for fucking Chain. That's
gross.
I'm not okay for him for this one because it wasn't that great. And I saw better performances. So, no, here we go.
So I think I'll take Lenny Abramson out and put Ryan Coogler or F. Gary Gray.
I'll take Adam McKay out and I'll put Ryan Coogler. And then I may take.
Abramson.
What's his name? The other guy?
F. Gary Gray.
Those two. Just because I don't think I don't think the film was successful necessarily because of the vision. Mm-hmm. I think again, really Jacob Tremblay and Brie Larson. I think really it was the story.
Yeah.
I think Lenny Abramson probably just did what... I would love to read the script and see how it was mapped out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'd be very interested to see... I feel like that would be able to tell me more how... what the balance is there. If it's more the writing or if it's more the directing.
Like, with this movie, it's very much an actor's movie. And Creed, personally, was more of a director's movie. So definitely Ryan Coogler should be a better nomination for him, Best Director.
Yeah, because this one, like you said, if you just follow the well-written screenplay, it's pretty pretty easy what to shoot.
Right.
I think where they get a lot of praise from is the fact that they squeezed as many people as they could into that 11 by 11 room.
Yeah.
At the beginning, because I read that the director was like hiding in the bathtub while they were shooting scenes on the other side of the room. So I think that's where they get a lot of their credit from, which bravo, you figured it out. Fair. You did it. But was it anything new or exciting? No.
No.
Not necessarily. I think that doing it from the point of view of the child is really good. And I think he translated that well. Did he translate that, like, amazingly?
No, because I think of, like, and we'll get there, but Beast of the Southern Wild is also shot from a child's point of view. And that one's, like, masterful. But we'll get there. Yeah. So what was the next one? Okay, best actress, Brie Larson.
Yeah.
Who's on our list?
So we have Cate Blanchett for Carol, Jennifer Lawrence for Joy, Charlotte Rampling for 45 Years, and Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn.
Okay. Here's I have a problem. I have a big problem because I watched Carol and before I watched Room, I was pretty solid on Cate Blanchett as Carol. Because God, her face acting well. So now I'm at a toss-up where I'm like 50-50 Carol or Cate Blanchett or Brie Larson. So I don't know right now. I have one week to figure it out.
if I remember correctly, Charlotte Rampling was kind of in the lead, right? Like she was in talks, but then she said some stupid shit.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, she did.
She came out and said, like, I think the Oscar So White movement and hashtag is racist against white people. And then everyone was like, honey, no.
No award for Cancel. You.
So she did not get her wings.
No.
No. I think but I would
did
take
hear
out...
a lot of talk about her performance. Yeah.
Yeah, same. I agree with the win. I think Brie Larson did a phenomenal job, although I really liked Cate Blanchett. And I would take out Jennifer Lawrence and put Charlize Theron for Mad Max.
Fair.
Yeah.
I don't even have to watch Joy to know that that's probably true.
Don't. It's boring. It's stupid.
So
they ruined your movie about my name.
There were three Joys, characters named Joy in 2015. There was Joy from Inside Out.
Oh, yeah.
Joy from Joy. And Joy from Room.
So not only was this Joy's year, but also Anna because of Domhnall Gleeson.
Love it.
Okay, so the next one. Best adapted screenplay. Emma Donahue.
Yes. Yeah.
Fair. I'd say so as well.
What else is in there?
So best adapted is Drew Goddard for The Martian. Nick Hornsby for Brooklyn. Adam McKay for The Big Short. Phyllis Nagy for Carol.
Hmm. Yeah. It's what? Who won?
Anna McKay for The Big Short. So he's an Oscar.
I'd probably give it to Room.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm kind of okay with The Big Short winning it is because they took a movie that was all about like this financial shit that nobody would understand, and they implemented those. The celebrities coming in and explaining things. It was a smart move. It worked. It worked well with the tone of the movie. Does it make me like the movie more? Does it make me interested in the movie more? No, but I think it was a smart play.
I think it's safe to say that this is the only time we have thoughts we'll be semi-praising Adam McKay. The only
time. And we say semi. Underlined.
Because I'm not included in bold. This.
Oh, that's so funny. So yeah,
I'm not gonna give him. I'm not gonna give him credit for doing the bare minimum. Sorry.
No, we should not. Men in general, really. But anyway,
men in general. Also, because he went from like comedy director to this, he does one technique, and all of a sudden, it's like, wow. And
everybody in Hollywood
loves him.
It was similar to Green Book. There were comedy writers, and all of a sudden, they make a feel-good race movie. You know, now they won an Oscar. Anyways. So, yeah.
Is it time for rankings?
Oh, shoot. Damn it.
I definitely don't have those ready.
Okay. I'll go first.
Okay, go.
At the very bottom, starting with Adam McKay and the Big Short. Yeah. Fuck his shit. Number six, Bridge of Spies. Tom Hanks, everyone's favorite dad. Number five is Brooklyn. Saoirse Ronan for the win. Number four, we have The Martian, because I love space shit. Number three, we have Mad Max Fury Road. Give it up for Furiosa.
Yes, queen.
Coming in at number two. And number one, they could kind of be switched, because number two is Room, and number one is The Revenant. And they could be switched, because The Revenant, technically, I think, is so much better than Room, but the acting and... they go back and forth. So yeah. It's Room, then Revenant at the top spot for the moment. Okay. Who's next?
Sorry. I'm writing mine really quickly.
I can go next. That's fine.
Okay, go, Joy.
Okay, on the bottom, The Big Short or Bridge of Spies. I don't know. They're both bland. The Martian. And then Brooklyn, and then it gets hard, and then I'm gonna go with Room, and then Mad Max, and The Revenant is number one for me still.
Okay. Really, this list is not complete because my favorite movies aren't even nominated, but we'll get there. So the bottom is Bridge of Spies. Dad movies are boring. All right. Then it's Their Big Short because it was different at the time. Then it's Brooklyn because I don't care about love. Next is Room. Next is Room because it hurts me, but it's a good movie. It's all right. The Revenant because it was beautiful. Then The Martian because I love that movie. Space is great. And then Mad Max because I have never seen anything like that before and it blew my mind. There you go.
Interesting.
That is an interesting lineup.
Yeah.
So, huh. Yeah.
All right.
Those are our thoughts on Room.
Yeah, so come back next week when we talk about the one that won it all.
Get ready for the end.
And we wrap up our thoughts on this Oscar season.
Rate us, review us. Like us, follow us. We don't have a Patreon, but if you know us, you just give us money.
Like us, please.
Cash App us?
Yeah, Cash App us. Give us money.
I'll take Venmo, Zelle, and Chase, you know.
Yeah. We just want to give us like
Apple Pay,
a thumbs up or something on Twitter.
If you want to come like stalk me and find me and hand me a $5 bill, that's fine.
Yeah. Apparently, the editor in chief of Letterboxd follows us on Instagram. So, I mean, on Twitter. So.
Shout out.
We ball a status.
What's their Twitter handle?
Oh, shit.
Famous follower, I guess.
So, yeah, if they can follow us on Twitter, then you can give us a review on Instagram. Yeah, on Instagram, on iTunes.
Anywhere.
Apple Podcasts. Comment
on our Instagram. That's fine.
Hi, Gemma, if you're listening.
Hi. Hi, Gemma. Yeah, so we'll see you next week.
Yeah, have a good week.
Bye.
Have a good week.
Bye. Bye.